7:44 here on the Mighty 690 on a Tuesday. I'm Shane Eel filling in for James this week while he's on vacation in Arizona. He picked a good week to go to Arizona. But we're joined, as we are each and every Tuesday, by Coffeyville Interim City Manager Tim Wilson. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for being here.
Oh, good morning, Shay. Good to be here.
And absolutely. And, you know, obviously with it being the new year and the first month of the year, obviously a lot going on at the City Commission, and I'm sure we got a lot to discuss this morning.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, what are some of the things that are on the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Well, we've got a 2024 appropriation ordinance that'll equate to about $5.2 million. We want to make sure that the public has the opportunity to come up and make any public comments they'd like to make. So we would welcome any citizens to come up and make a public comment. We've got in new business, we're going to take action on appointing someone to the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. We're also going to have appointments to the Coffeyville Planning Commission, and we're going to present a resolution to ask the city commissioners to cancel up to $2,500 in utility bills for the warming center at 501 East 9th. You know, that this past couple of weeks has shown that we really need a place for people to go when we get into these freezing temperatures, and they've had as much as a dozen people in the warming center over the past couple of weeks. So the city of Coffeyville would like to waive up to $2,500 in utility bills there.
Yeah, that's a great thing, like you said, of course, with the weather we've had the last couple of weeks, and it's just so important to stress that people have a place to go and just stay out of some of these frigid temperatures. And I think obviously the warming center was a very welcome addition to the city of Coffeyville, and it's great to hear that we're keeping you know, efforts up to make sure that it's available for people.
Yeah, they've done a great job, and we really appreciate all the efforts they've done and giving someone a warm and safe place to stay during these times. So we're also going to discuss some mandatory trash service contracts that are coming up in the next year. And then we'll have a city manager's report.
That's great stuff. And, you know, something else I'm seeing here on the agenda that I always love to see with county commissions and city commissions as well is, of course, the city of Coffeyville doing their employee service awards as well, which, of course, you know, it's for, I think, people that are, you know, just kind of your average citizens of Coffeyville, easy to forget just how many people there are that have 10, 15, 20, some even 30 years of public service to the city and to the county. And it's just always, I think, a very important thing to honor some of those employees.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Shay. That is what we're gonna go through that today. And you're right. I mean, the amount of tenure we have at the city is unlike any other business I've ever been associated with. So it's good to see people come to work here and stay here. So.
Absolutely it is, and we look forward to it, of course, the City Commission meeting coming up tonight, and like you said, obviously welcoming public comments and citizen feedback on some of these items on the agenda tonight as well.
Great. All right, Shay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Interim City Manager Tim Wilson comes in today to share what's coming up tonight at the Coffeyville City Commission meeting. Appreciate his time. We'll have much more coming up next on the Mighty 690 KGGF.